Good morning to everyone out there in Audio Boomland. This is Kerry Painter. On Twitter, I'm known as Mrs. F, number two, letter B. And this is the second post for our wedding diary. This time in 9 weeks, I shall be preparing to get married to the very lovely Mark Fielding. And the whole thing so far has been pretty relaxed and pretty chilled out, and we've been massively prepared in terms of we know exactly what we're doing, we know where and we know what and we know why and we know who and we know when. Now we've just got to kind of pay for everything. but things have started to happen in a little bit of earnest now. People are starting to get kind of active. My maid of honour emailed me yesterday with a link to her dress. She's bought her own dress, obviously in the colours that our wedding is going to be in, which is Cadbury purple and silver. And I'm going to order my daughter Madison's dress today and her outfit. I'm in the process of looking for shoes in silver for me and Maddie. And my biggest problem at the moment is Leah, Mark's daughter. She will not, under any circumstances, wear a dress. And some people are of the mindset that I ought to just say she's got to wear a dress, because it's our wedding day and frankly it won't kill her for one day. And I think they've got a very valid point. But equally, she's a teenager and I don't want her to be uncomfortable. And I just don't want her to be uncomfortable. So I'm trying to come up with alternatives and I've got a few in mind. But just trying to find anything in Cadbury purple is just proving really difficult. I can find lots of skater dresses, but she won't wear those. And to quote her, because it's got the word dress in it. And her brother and her dad have both kind of said, you're just being a bit stupid, really. It won't kill you for one day. But, you know, equally, like I say, I just don't want her to feel uncomfortable. And so I kind of came up with an idea of purple skinny trousers, a purple and white shirt and a silver waistcoat with silver shoes. But I'm struggling just to find the clothes, just to find Cadbury purple. Apparently it's not a popular colour, or it is in wedding stuff, but it's all bridesmaid stuff and she's just not up for that, Leah. So, So we're not going down that route. So if any of you've got any bright ideas, do let me know. That's probably about it. We've got a couple of readings for our wedding. Well, we've picked one reading, and Mark's sister, Jackie, is going to be doing that. It's cool, actually. My foster daughter Kaz is going to be doing another reading. We've yet to decide on what it is, but we're pretty much all, we know exactly what's going to happen. We've just got to pay for it all now. It's 3 weeks until the deadline for people to get their wedding invitations in if they're coming, because if they don't, they won't get fed. And not only that, people are, you know, gearing up for Christmas, and Blackpool gets quite a lot of visitors at Christmas. If people don't book soon enough, I'm afraid they're going to struggle to find places. But that's about all that's been going on in terms of wedding diary at the moment. I shall update you further when I've got more details. But if you have any ideas about my wedding conundrum, please feel free to get in touch with me on here or tweet me at Mrs. F number two letter B, And I will be glad to, you know, any websites you might be able to recommend, I will be very glad to take your tips and look at them. Because frankly, it's doing my head in.